Since the day the U.S. was faced with its first Ebola case, there's been much discussion about how to cope with the infectious disease. There are lessons to be learned from dealing with another one. Close to 10,000 people in the U.S. have tuberculosis. Fred Mogul of member station WNYC spoke with a man living with a severe form of TB.
34-year-old Kareem works long days as an investment advisor.
Alibaba, we pick some of that up.
And when he doesn't burn the midnight oil, he plays basketball or goes to the gym or heads to coffee shops like the one we're sitting in near Central Park. You wouldn't know he has an especially tough-to-treat illness.
I have multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis.
It's called that because the main drugs used to treat TB don't work on the strain of the disease Kareem has. So he needs to use more drugs with harsher side effects for about 18 months. That's 2 to 3 times longer than for straight TB.
It has been a very stressful treatment process, but thank God it's all going really, really well.
Kareem doesn't know how he got TB. There's a good chance it was from someone in Pakistan, where he lived until age 4. After he was diagnosed 14 months ago, New York City's health department took over his treatment, giving him powerful medications and mandating 2 weeks of home isolation. When tests confirmed the drugs had beaten back the bacteria in his lungs to a non-contagious level, Kareem got the all-clear to move around the city freely. Now, every morning, he takes 3 very powerful antibiotics while a health official watches him take pills via smartphone. It's the city's standard practice for all TB patients.
In the beginning, I was kind of frustrated with having to show that I'm taking my treatment all the time, but I understand. You know, if you're not taking your meds, you're just putting other people at risk.
New York state law allows the city to impose a strict quarantine on TB patients, and some can even be detained in a lockup at Bellevue Hospital. But Dr. Joseph Brzezinski, with the city health department, says those drastic steps only happen to highly infectious people who repeatedly don't take their meds.
Most of our patients that get to that point have had significant substance abuse issues or mental health problems that are not being addressed.
But most of the city's 650 or so active TB patients each year manage their treatment like Kareem. He asked not to use his full name because only a small number of people very close to him know he carries the disease. He thinks even if he explained to friends and colleagues how he isn't contagious anymore, they'd still treat him differently.
I mean, there are parts of my close family that when they found out, you know, there was a stigma there too. So I don't think there's enough information out there.
All the news about Ebola has made both Kareem and Brzezinski from the health department think about how people understand infectious diseases. Brzezinski says it makes sense people are afraid of Ebola, lethal virus that it is, but that looking at the TB experience could ease some of those fears.
We know that patients with tuberculosis are not infectious, except when they have a high degree of disease that's not being treated and they're coughing. We know that persons with Ebola disease are only infectious once they develop symptoms and transmit the disease through bodily fluids. So there's really no reason to quarantine somebody who's not a high risk to the public.
Meanwhile, Kareem is looking forward to a day, hopefully next spring, when his 18-month drug regimen will be finished and he'll be free of TB. He says at that point he'll tell more people about his ordeal and do more for an organization he's started working with that's trying to find better, shorter treatments for the disease. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York.